Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chris Moriarty from the Productive Dentist Academy, and I am very fortunate today that our guest on our podcast is Dr. Bradley Bale, who is an MD who's been doing a pretty unique area of research over the last number of years, and we are very fortunate to have a doctor coming down to meet us at our Blue Sky meeting in Cancun later this fall as one of our keynote speakers to kind of help bridge the gap into total wellness for the patients that we see in the dental world. So welcome, doctor.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
So if somebody were to meet you in an elevator and they were to say, doctor, I hear you're doing some interesting research, where would you start? I mean, in terms of you had 30 seconds to kind of tell them exactly what it is that you focus on, how would you respond to that?
Yeah, I would tell them that my focus is maintaining the wellness of the arterial system in the body, which has over 30,000 miles of vessels. That system is responsible for delivering the nutrition and oxygen to the 10 trillion human cells in our body, and that highway is absolutely necessary to maintain excellent health and good quality of life. And I would also add that it's exciting that we now live in an era where we can maintain wellness of the arteries. We believe in every human being.
Well, fantastic. Now, I learned about you through our CEO, Vicki McManus, and some of the things that really obviously caught my eye is that in your literature, with some of the tactics that you're going to be sharing with us, the success rate for heart health that you've been able to demonstrate is just unparalleled from anything I've been exposed to. Can you tell folks a little bit about that, just what you've been able to see?
Yes. As I mentioned, we do believe we can maintain the health of the arteries in everybody. So our track record in terms of patients who have suffered from heart attacks or ischemic strokes is probably unparalleled to any other healthcare provider. The last heart attack we had with a patient was over almost two decades ago. And interestingly enough, when I visited that gentleman in the hospital after he had his heart attack and had a stent and asked him how he was doing, he said, well, I'm doing fine. The only thing that's been bothering me is the last couple of months, this molar's been hurting. Mm-hmm. And we had a dental provider look at it in the hospital. The tooth was so abscessed, they extracted it in the hospital. And I remember commenting to my partner, Amy Donine, at the time, I said, I bet that tooth triggered that heart attack. But we had no scientific evidence of that. But about 3 years ago, a Dr. Pessi, P-E-S-S-I, published in the journal Circulation an excellent study, which indicates somewhere around half of all heart attacks were actually triggered by oral infection.
And naturally, with the audience that we're expecting in Cancun, you know, it's a wonderful area, you know, of emerging science. And it's always funny, like when you talk to patients about this, that they seem to have forgotten that mouth is attached to the rest of their body. So as we're kind of beginning these conversations in the dental world, it's wonderful that the medical community is, you know, furthering this research better. So before people can get to Cancun to obviously hear the rest of your research, what are some resources and things they can do now, books they can read, articles they can seek out, to start having this conversation before they get the have the experience of listening to you in Cancun with us?
Yeah, well, certainly if the audience should read the book that my partner and I did create a few years ago called Beat the Heart Attack Gene. And in that book, we talk about the two essential elements that have brought us to a time when we can maintain arterial wellness. And those two essential elements are, number one, we have technologies now that allow us to identify arterial disease long before the patient has to prove that they have it with a heart attack or stroke. Mm. And then the second part of the puzzle is understanding that arterial disease is driven by inflammation. And there are numerous sources of inflammation that can drive arterial disease, one of which, of course, is oral disease, both periodontal disease with high-risk pathogens and certainly endodontic disease with periapical abscesses that can seed inflammation systemically and drive arterial disease. And there are lots of other potential sources for that inflammation, but oral disease is a critical element with inflammation.
Well, fantastic, Doctor. And I certainly thank you for your time and for our listeners. Hopefully you enjoyed kind of a glimpse into what we're going to be getting into in a lot more detail coming down to Cancun. But obviously for the wellness of our communities and the patients we serve, with the way that the health is going in this country, the timing couldn't be better to learn more and more about this. So, Doctor, again, thank you so much for your time today, and I look forward to seeing you in person in Cancun.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting you in person and all the people that attend the meeting. It will be an exciting time, and the oral systemic connection is real. And if we want to stamp out heart attack and stroke as the number one cause of death and disability in this country, we have to have collaboration between dental and medical providers. It's absolutely critical. So I look forward to helping move that to a stronger position in this country. Awesome. Every community needs a collaborative medical dental team. Every community in this country.
I couldn't have said it better. Thank you so much.